Read the questions.
One afternoon in 1961, a young Japanese woman called Hanae Mori arrived at the offices of the great fashion designer Coco Chanel in Paris. Hanae was nervous. She had always admired the pictures of Chanel's clothes that she had seen in fashion magazines at home in Japan. She had also read a lot about Chanel and knew that she was a person with very strong opinions. Now, Hanae was going to ask Chanel to design a suit for her. As she sat and waited for her meeting, Hanae watched the women in the office come and go. Some wore stylish Chanel suits. Others wore skirts and loose blouses. At last, Chanel's door opened. Chanel looked at Hanae carefully and then said,
"You have wonderful black hair. We must dress you in orange, like the sun."
Hanae thought for a moment. She didn't want to be rude to such an important woman, but she didn't agree with her at all.
"I'm not sure about that."
The two women discussed it for a few minutes and then decided that Chanel would make Hanae a black suit with orange at the edges. When Hanae left Chanel's offices, she knew that she had bought a suit that was just right for her character, but she had also got something much more important from her meeting with Chanel. Before she met Chanel, she had always thought that designer fashion was a man's world. Now she knew that if Coco Chanel could succeed, then she could too. Her interest in clothes had started when she was a child. Her family was traditional in many ways, but her rich father liked his children to be dressed in the latest European styles. As she grew up, Hanae often argued with her father about her future. He wanted her to be like him and to become a doctor, but Hanae wanted to study art.
"Art is a wonderful hobby, but it's not a real subject to study," her father used to say.
In the end, they agreed that Hanae would study literature. But before she could finish her studies, the Second World War started. When the war ended, Japan had a lot of problems. Many of its cities had been destroyed, and millions of its people had been killed. But Hanae wanted to return to normal as quickly as possible. So she went back to university and finished her studies. At that time, there seemed little chance that she would go into business. The year before, Hanae had fallen in love with a rich young man called Ken Mori. They were soon married. She had always been interested in clothes, and she was married to a man who owned a cloth factory. So the clothes business was the obvious choice for her. Then, in 1965, she opened a shop in Tokyo to sell her own designer clothes.
Now, listen again.
One afternoon in 1961, a young Japanese woman called Hanae Mori arrived at the offices of the great fashion designer Coco Chanel in Paris. Hanae was nervous. She had always admired the pictures of Chanel's clothes that she had seen in fashion magazines at home in Japan. She had also read a lot about Chanel and knew that she was a person with very strong opinions. Now, Hanae was going to ask Chanel to design a suit for her. As she sat and waited for her meeting, Hanae watched the women in the office come and go. Some wore stylish Chanel suits. Others wore skirts and loose blouses. At last, Chanel's door opened. Chanel looked at Hanae carefully and then said,
"You have wonderful black hair. We must dress you in orange, like the sun."
Hanae thought for a moment. She didn't want to be rude to such an important woman, but she didn't agree with her at all.
"I'm not sure about that."
The two women discussed it for a few minutes and then decided that Chanel would make Hanae a black suit with orange at the edges. When Hanae left Chanel's offices, she knew that she had bought a suit that was just right for her character, but she had also got something much more important from her meeting with Chanel. Before she met Chanel, she had always thought that designer fashion was a man's world. Now she knew that if Coco Chanel could succeed, then she could too. Her interest in clothes had started when she was a child. Her family was traditional in many ways, but her rich father liked his children to be dressed in the latest European styles. As she grew up, Hanae often argued with her father about her future. He wanted her to be like him and to become a doctor, but Hanae wanted to study art.
"Art is a wonderful hobby, but it's not a real subject to study," her father used to say.
In the end, they agreed that Hanae would study literature. But before she could finish her studies, the Second World War started. When the war ended, Japan had a lot of problems. Many of its cities had been destroyed, and millions of its people had been killed. But Hanae wanted to return to normal as quickly as possible. So she went back to university and finished her studies. At that time, there seemed little chance that she would go into business. The year before, Hanae had fallen in love with a rich young man called Ken Mori. They were soon married. She had always been interested in clothes, and she was married to a man who owned a cloth factory. So the clothes business was the obvious choice for her. Then, in 1965, she opened a shop in Tokyo to sell her own designer clothes.
That is the end of part 3.